with the sound of trumpets echoing throughout the neo-Gothic parliament building in Budapest, an honor guard carrying flags walked slowly into the assembly where Viktor Orbán was to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Hungary. The ceremony came after 261 lawmakers voted for him and the program of his center-right government. But 107 legislatures voted against Mr. Orbán, while 18 others did not take part in the vote.
Én Orbán Viktor esküszöm, hogy hazámhoz, a magyar köztársasághoz és annak népéhez fű leszek.
In his oath for office, Mr. Orbán promised to uphold the Constitution and to seek God's guidance in his work. Mr. Orbán, who was also Prime Minister between 1998 and 2002, took the oath Saturday after ousting the Socialist Party in elections last month. His 8 ministers of the center-right cabinet were appointed later in the day by President László Sólyom. The 47-year-old energetic Mr. Orbán told Parliament that he realizes he takes over a country mired in political tensions and struggling to overcome its deepest recession in nearly 2 decades.
Reményeim szerint jövő héten már az ország gazdasági helyzetét föltáró gazdasági tényfeltáró.
He says he hopes that an economic fact-finding committee looking into public finances will present an interim report to the government next week. Mr. Orbán adds that his government faces the task of changing the constitution, saving the healthcare system, restoring public order and putting the economy back onto its feet. Mr. Orbán has yet to unveil details on how he wants to finance his economic plans, which include reducing unemployment from a 17-year high. Hungary was the first European Union member state to receive international financing to avoid bankruptcy during the global credit crunch. The International Monetary Fund, along with the EU and World Bank, pledged roughly $25 billion to help Hungary and its population of 10 million return to economic growth. Mr. Orbán's government will have to reopen talks with international lenders later this year. International investors and analysts have expressed concerns, however, about the independence of Hungary's central bank in this process, after Mr. Orbán suggested he may dismiss the bank's governor for alleged mismanagement. Mr. Orbán later pledged to seek new ways of cooperation. Investors also fear the new administration will loosen fiscal policies, although EU nations from Greece to Britain are being forced to cut spending to shore up Europe's weakening euro currency. Additionally, Mr. Orbán faces tensions with neighboring Slovakia. Just before he became Prime Minister, Hungary introduced legislation that will potentially grant millions of ethnic Hungarians in neighboring nations Hungarian citizenship. Slovakia has condemned the move and retaliated with its own law banning double citizenship. Yet for now, many Hungarian legislatures stood united behind Mr. Orbán as they sang the Hungarian anthem in Parliament Saturday. He later went outside where thousands of supporters waited in front of the Parliament building. Mr. Orbán's Fidesz party won 2/3 of the Assembly's 386 seats in last month's general elections. That is the largest parliamentary majority since Hungary's first democratic elections in 1990, following decades of communist rule. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.